Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Fruit and vegetable growers from across the state will gather in Lexington for the 2018 Fruit and Vegetable Growers Conference next week. State Vegetable Growers Association President Joel Wilson says events get underway Sunday, January 6th, with two roundtable events.
Taking place at the Embassy Suites in Lexington off of Newtown Pike on January the 7th and 8th. We actually, on Monday, Tuesday, actually on Sunday afternoon on the 6th, they have a roundtable discussion with fruit growers and a separate one with the vegetable growers conference. Officially kicks off, I believe, at 8:30 on Monday morning.
Wilson notes there will be a wide variety of topics covered Monday and Tuesday.
Diverse group of speakers will cover everything from, you know, beginning growers to high tunnels, organics, specialty crops, disease control. I think we have some on the variety trial. So there is a little bit of everything for anybody that's growing fruits or vegetables or trying to do some organic production.
He adds the conference has continued to grow along with the demand for locally grown fruits and vegetables.
People really want to buy produce that's been grown locally, so that hasn't been shipped from Mexico or across the country. And there's really been an uptick in farmers' participation and CSAs. The wholesale industry has kind of slipped a little bit in Kentucky.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Kentucky Vegetable Growers Association President Joel Wilson says networking with fellow growers is an added benefit of the conference.
Talk to other producers and ask them what some of the mistakes they have made. A lot of them won't give you the secrets to their success, but they will give you, you know, hints on what not to do, because anybody that's been in this business or any business, you know, over the years, you learn from your mistakes or you do not stay in business very long.
He adds pre-registration is closed, but people can still register at the conference.
It's not too late to, you know, come and sign up and gather some information. I mean, it's, especially if you've never been before, it's very instructional and a lot of information. We have vendors there that buys the equipment, so it's there's a lot there for, you know, anybody from a really from a home gardener on up.
More information can be found by searching for Kentucky Fruit and Vegetable Growers Conference on the web. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.